Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Election day yesterday in Ferguson. And guess what? For the first time ever, more than one black person on the city council joining us right now. Young brother who was out there mobilizing, organizing people. St. Louis County Alderman Antonio French. Brother, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing good.
So, voting turnout, 29%, double the last election. Clearly, the death of Mike Brown spurred people to go to the polls.
Yeah, and there was, you know, a lot of activity leading up to these last few weeks. Really, you know, doing a lot of vote education, getting people aware of the issues, and letting them know that this is an opportunity to really change the face of Ferguson. You know, the election alone doesn't do it, but it puts pieces on the board. And you need voices on that city council to start implementing the kind of change that we all want to see.
So who was elected?
Well, we had two African-Americans elected yesterday. One young man, he's an attorney. He's going to be, I think, a vocal, articulate voice on that board.
That's Wesley Bell.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And the other one was Ella Jones. She's a longtime resident. And so now you have, with that addition, you have three African-Americans on a six-person board. And so that's leaning more in the right direction. Keeping in mind that Ferguson is 67% African-American.
Do you believe the people of Ferguson, the African-Americans there, now believe with this election that they do have power, that they can actually affect change, that the kind of complacency that was there before is no longer there?
I think it's a step in the right direction. And I think what's really going to help now is actually hearing some voices on that city council, you know, give voice to some of the issues that the African-American community has had for so long. I think what was so frustrating is even back in August when you saw this heavy-handed, militarized response from police, there weren't voices on that city council who were articulating the African-American position of toning it down, not being adversarial to the African-American population, and being more understanding.
So what about the
police
department?
Recall effort? Yes.
So that is going on now. And I tell you what was key was that under the Ferguson rules, in a recall, if a mayor is recalled, the new mayor is actually selected from the city council by the city councilman. So it was important to get some new voices on that board before you did the recall so that if you do the recall, there'll now be African Americans to choose from. And so the Organization for Black Struggle, which is a local organization here, is really spearheading this recall effort, and we'll see what happens there.
And the police department, when will we see a change in the makeup of the police department?
And so the way it works is that the new police chief will be selected by the city council, and the new city manager will be hired by the city council. And it is those two individuals that really will determine the direction of that police department.
Now, on the recall effort, that's obviously next. Is there a date for that, when that has to take place?
No, there isn't a date yet. They're still in the signature gathering phase. And so once they gather the signatures and they are confirmed, then a date will be selected for a recall election.
Well, congrats to the black folks in Ferguson. The turnout was monumental. Double that the last election. And again, they have the power to take control of their city. And so they can elect even more folks than just a couple to have three African-Americans now. So Alderman French, congratulations on that for helping folks there out. And let's see more change in Ferguson and other cities across the country.
Good job, Ferguson. Good job.